When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Dan, thanks very much. Zach, that was a tough day. How do you bounce back from that?
Got to keep learning, getting better. Like everyone keeps saying, the locker room is a long season. So, you know, we got to go in tomorrow and just kind of figure out how we can clean this up. And you know, I think we're a great team, and I think we can be special. But we got to go in there and get better, and you know, I got to play better.
Every tape is teaching tape. There's a lesson to be learned from every game that you play. What lesson do you think you're going to take from this? After you watch the tape, kind of first blush, first reaction after it's over, what do you think you're going to see?
Yeah, a lot. You know, for one, I mean, just playing stats, you have four interceptions, you're not going to win games. You know, so for one, I think our defense gave us a great shot to win that game, and I thought they did a great job, and we just put them in bad situations. You know, I got to be smarter with the ball and, you know, help our team execute.
Belichick's defenses are known, especially against rookie quarterbacks, to be confusing. Do you think that might have been the number one factor today? I mean, how many different looks did he throw at you? Did you just not see what you expected to see?
No, I wouldn't necessarily say that. You know, they're a man coverage team, and, you know, they mixed up a good amount of their cover two as well. And, you know, I wouldn't say that, you know, the mistakes that we had were necessarily just based on not seeing what was going on. I thought we had a good idea what was going on in every single one. You know, it just comes down to execution and me throwing the right ball and making the right reads.
So decision-making for you, I mean, is that something you're going to be taking to next week, hoping to improve?
Yeah, of course. I mean, interceptions aside, you know, that decision-making always can be improved.
Okay, thanks a million for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, that is Zach Wilson, guys. Back to you.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Zach, obviously the four interceptions, kind of how do you, what were you seeing out there? I mean, what do you think led to the abundance of turnovers?
Yeah, they did a good job, man. It's tough. First two passes or interceptions were putting our team, defense especially, in a bad spot there. And, you know, I got to do a better job executing, decision-making, just being smart with the ball. You know, turnovers are a big deciding factor in winning games. And I thought our defense played well. And, you know, I got to do a better job executing.
Did you feel the game get away from you at all? Were you pressing the issue?
I mean, I wouldn't say pressing. I felt like there was a lack of rhythm. And I think it's obviously because, you know, in your first two passes or interceptions, it's tough to find that rhythm. You know, you're not on the field much. All of a sudden, the first quarter's over, and, you know, we've only had a couple plays out there on the field. So we got to start better. You know, I got to start better. And then really, we just got to execute. It goes across the board. And, you know, I'm going to take that this week. And, you know, it's on my shoulders. I got to do better.
On the first one, could you know, they had a delayed blitz up the middle. Number eight was coming, so you saw him coming at you, and you think you hurried that one all into coverage?
No, that's not what I mean. They were in man coverage, and, you know, I had CD over the middle working a one-on-one, and based on how the guy was playing, I probably just shouldn't have thrown it. And, you know, that's really what it comes down to. I was still within my timing. You know, when I threw that ball, it didn't matter where number eight was. I mean, of course, when we get to the sideline, you know, they're talking about how they can pick up number eight and all that, but it had nothing to do with the throw.
How do you let a game like this not shake your confidence?
Yeah, you know, this is what we signed up for, right? And there's going to be games like this and the ups and downs. You know, we saw it last week in the first half as well. And so we just keep getting reminded, you know, how long the season is and, you know, how we can just get back and can keep getting better and everything. And so I just have to remember, you know, the situation that I'm in. And, you know, I'm an important piece in this whole thing. And, you know, how can I just keep learning and getting better? And you got to keep that swag and that mojo every single week.
Did it happen at all in the game? Like, were you overthinking things after those picks and everything? Were you losing confidence?
No, I wouldn't say that, you know, and that's what I feel like, you know, you have to be able to be good at, you know, and it's tough. You know, because obviously, you know, you're frustrated about things that have happened, but, you know, there's that switch inside where you just got to hit the reset button. Every single play is a new play, and I just got to tell myself, you know, hey, I can't be gun shy. I got to go there. I got to sling it around. You know, I got to still be aggressive down the field. You know, especially when we're down, and I got to take care of the ball. So, you know, when things don't go right, you just got to move on.
Salah was just in here, and he said sometimes boring football is okay. I mean, take the check downs and things like that. Is that tough, though, when you're back there to say, okay, I'm just going to take the short throws and not try to make something happen?
No, I wouldn't say it's tough. I mean, when you're in man coverage, right, how are your checkdowns open? There's a dude in man, right? He's following the back, right? So it doesn't just go down to that. You know, it really goes down to I got to make better throws and better decisions and, you know, just getting on the same page with my guys. And then there is times, you know, at the end in two-minute situation when guys are falling off, I do got to get down to my checkdowns more. You know, I threw a couple, but there was a couple I should have thrown, you know, quicker. And I would say at the end of the game it does get tough, right, because now you are trying to score a lot of points. And so you know you have to push the ball down the field. That is sometimes tough to just throw a checkdown in that situation, but not early on.
What made it so tough against the Patriots defense today? What were they kind of throwing at you?
Yeah, they did a good job. You know, I wouldn't say that they do a ton as far as just coverage-wise. I felt like we had a good idea and we were seeing the field well. It was just, you know, lack of execution. You know, I can think of multiple plays where I feel like, you know, I got to see something better and get to something faster or make even just a better throw, and it was the right decision.
Did they do something to take Corey away today?
I wouldn't say necessarily that. You know, I feel like it's just kind of the flow of the game, and, you know, Corey's going to do his thing, and, you know, we're going to do what we can. You got to give them props if they played well.
In the second half against the Panthers, it seemed like you guys as an offense really started to get going. And obviously today, for the four quarters, was a pretty big step back. I mean, what happened? Like, was there a change? Was there just something like trying to do too much? I mean, what was it?
Yeah, probably a little bit of trying to do too much. You know, I would just say lack of execution. You know, it's tough to not have any rhythm when you're not doing well overall as an offense, just to keep saying, you know, next play, next drive. And, you know, we got to do a better job of that. I got to do a better job of that. And, you know, we're going to keep getting better. You got to give these guys props. You know, I thought the defense, you know, they did get a job. You know, they played some good coverages and they manned us up on the back end. And, you know, they threw some of their different coverages at us as far as zones as well. And I thought they executed well, and I got to play better.
As excited as you guys were to have them and walk out of here as disappointed as they did?
I mean, they should be, right? They should be disappointed. I thought our defense played well, and they deserve to see good football. You know, we work our butts off to be able to come in here and play well. And so, right, it is tough when you don't do that. And so, you know, we're going to do what we can this week to keep getting better. And, you know, we're going to just hit that reset button, keep learning from all these things.
On that fourth interception, like, what happened on that play?
Yeah. You know, really it was, you know, really just kind of, you know, lack of execution, I would say. I don't know. There's really much we can say right there. It's just understanding what they're giving us, you know, seeing the field the right way, and making sure I make good throws and take care of the ball. It's just, you know, understanding what they give us.
What coverage were they in on that fourth interception? Did it confuse you? Like, what happened?
Yeah. Which one? It was the one out on the sidelines, the one you're talking about? Yeah, I mean, they were playing their two-trap coverage. Saw the field well. They did a good job of taking my check down to the side. You know, we did have, you know, a little bit of confusion out there on the side, but, you know, the ball's in my hands. I got to take care of the ball.
What was your reaction when they actually booed early in the fourth quarter? Did you hear them? Did you hear the boos?
I mean, I'm not paying attention to it, but they should be booing, right? It's exactly what I just said. We're not playing. We didn't play well on offense. You know, our defense gave us a good chance to win, and we didn't execute, and we didn't move the ball well. We didn't score any points, so we got to do a better job there.
Zach, a lot was made after when you were first drafted about the competition level of BYU and how there was going to be a jump when you got here to the NFL. Through two games, have you experienced that? Have you seen a significant change in the competition from what you faced?
Yeah, I mean, my perspective on that whole thing is everything evens itself out, right? I mean, I feel like the talent that I was playing with at BYU was similar to the guys we were playing against. So I feel like, you know, now I'm playing with a bunch of NFL players, which helps you play against a bunch of NFL players. You know, I think, you know, as far as that goes, it all evens itself out. Yes, there's great athletes. These D linemen are fast. These safeties are fast. They can run. You know, I wouldn't say that's the reason for our struggles out there on the field. I would just say that's a lack of execution and following the details more so.
Zach, when you look at the picks, how many of them were bad decisions? How many of them were just bad throws?
You know, I don't know exactly. I think we're going to go back and watch the film. You know, I think, unfortunately, there's a couple that I wasn't mad about the decision. You know, obviously the one on the left side, I got to take care of the ball. You know, bust or not, seeing the coverage, whatever, I saw what they were doing. You know, I just got to take care of the ball. And it's just not there. Checkdown's not there. Throw the ball away. Get out of the pocket. Throw it away. Make a play, whatever. But besides that, I feel like I was seeing the field well. Now we just got to execute, and I got to make good decisions.
To get to where you want to go, do you accept that there's going to be days like this?
Of course. It's challenging. This is a tough league, and we understand that there's going to be adversity. And it's how can you fight back? You know, the best ones are the ones that can go in there, regroup, and still have that confidence coming in the next week.
Would you sum up your day as trying to do too much, do you think?
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say I was trying to do too much. I'd say lack of execution.
So were they doing a lot up front to kind of try to confuse you guys?
I mean, not necessarily. We understood what personnel they were going to throw at us. We knew what their base defense, nickels, dimes, packages, all that different things were going to look like. And, you know, it really comes down to execution. I can't tell you anything else besides that. I felt like we knew what they were giving us. We just got to execute.
You didn't feel like you were seeing ghosts out there at the turn?
No, most definitely not.
What improvements did you notice in the offensive line compared to the opener?
What was that?
What improvements did you notice in your offensive line compared to last week?
Yeah, they did. I thought they did a good job protecting me tonight. You know, there's a couple I got to get the ball out of my hands, but, you know, it's tough when we're trying to get some chunk plays in some critical situations, and, you know, I got to hold on to it for a little bit, or, you know, something's not there, check down's not getting out because, you know, protection stuff. You know, we just got to, it goes back to execution. You know, I wouldn't say it was anything we weren't ready for or necessarily didn't see tonight, protection wise, pass game wise, any of it. You know, I thought we ran the ball well, we protected well, and we just got to execute.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.